Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for following me up to this fifth episode on this special independence edition of Produce Step Up, where we have been talking about how to gain personal independence and as an individual, and what you and I can do to restore Nigeria to what it should be and bring God's will for Nigeria down on earth. My focus today, as I wrap up this series of discussions, so that we'll get into our normal flow of Bridges Step Up from next week, is to share with you what to do when God sends you to Nigeria. Now, when I talk about God sending you to Nigeria, don't get the impression I'm saying that God will wake up one day. Sorry, God doesn't sleep, sha. God will just call you one day. Okay, when you wake up one day and God calls you, my son, Ebuka, I am sending you to Nigeria to go and do something for me. Now, God can do that. People have told us that God called them in that sense and sends them to Nigeria. Usually pastors that tell us those kind of things. But, of course, I'm not saying they are wrong, but that's where you hear those kind of things. But God has also sent many, many, many other people to Nigeria. And guess what? They didn't come because they heard the voice of God. They came because they saw business opportunity in Nigeria. And that business opportunity was a call. And believe me, it's not their own selfishness. It is that was how God could communicate to them that it's about time you begin to step down to Nigeria. It's about time you come down to Nigeria to begin to do work I have called you at this point. Now, what I'm talking about when God sent you to Nigeria is that no matter how God loves us, He will not come in person to bring the transformation we need in rebuilding the fallen Nigeria. He cannot come in person, like I said last time, to bring the heavenly Nigeria we desire. When God decides to bless Nigeria and deliver us from our current state of economic woes, what it does is that He looks for people who are capable of doing the work and send them into the system to get the work done. If you're a Christian and therefore read the Bible, you will remember that at some point in the lives of the Israelites, they were oppressed, they were in difficult times, they were oppressed, they were suffering, and they can continue to cry to God. Somewhere around Exodus chapter 2, Bible said, God started talking to Moses. He said, I've heard the cry of my people, Israel, and I am sending you. Now, what God does is this. God has heard their prayers. He wants to answer them. In fact, answering them is His mission. However, He found that He's constrained. He doesn't have the power to come on earth and wear jeans and t-shirts like you and I wear, or babariga, or anything like that. He cannot come and appear and begin to work. Therefore, what He did was that He had to call somebody who He can send, who can go for Him, who has made Himself a vessel of honor, who has prepared Himself, who to an extent has been prepared to be able to get that work done. And He sent Moses. He didn't just send Moses. He empowered Moses to be able to get the work done wherever he's going to. And that is why I'm saying here again today, that for the problems we have in Nigeria, for the challenges we have in Nigeria, for our fallen state which needs to be restored, for every area of Nigeria that is not in any way heavenly but hellish, God wants to bring transformation. God wants to bring the heavenly Nigeria in those areas. And what He does each time He wants to get this done is this. He sends people out. He tells them, my guy, I need you to go to this place and begin to do this. Like I said, please do not wait until God calls you and say, Ifani, my son. Begin to go down to Egypt. Begin to go down to Anambra State to work for me. You don't wait until He calls you, Yakubu, my son. There is a work I want you to do in Osun State. A lot of times, God doesn't do that. What He just does is that, for instance, you just graduate from school. He ensures that even though you have worked your NYC to the point where you are supposed to just get to Edo State, for instance. And God says, no, I need your services in Borno State, Nigeria. And He ensures that you get sent there. And while you are in camp, you are doing everything, getting all kinds of fake medical bills to ensure you get back to Edo State, or worse come to worse, to get down to South. And God frustrates all your efforts because He wants you to go and do a particular work in a particular secondary school in Borno State. That's one of those ways He can send you to those places. And my focus today is this: whether he sent you by calling your name, whether he sent you by arranging circumstances to ensure you get to where you want, he wants you to be, what do you do when he calls you? What do you do when he has sent you to a place? What do you do when he has found you worthy to send you to that place? That is the focus of my discussion today. Now, one of those things, I want to first get this in clear again in your mind. If you are interested in God using you for the redemption of Nigeria and we ensuring that heaven's plan, heaven's wish for Nigeria becomes a reality, then you need to prepare yourself effectively. You see, God doesn't just use anybody. For him to use you, you should be capable of doing the work he wants to do with you. Now, sometimes the preparation is not purely your making. God arranges events around your life to ensure you get adequate training, to ensure you get groomed, to ensure you get refined, to ensure you get trained and all that. So those are things that God prepare along in your life just to prepare you and equip you to be able to get the work done. Please, as God sends you opportunity to get trained, do not run away from them. If you run away from opportunities he's sending across to you to learn and develop yourself, then when he will have need for you, you will not be useful to him. Now, let me get down to the real thing I want to talk about today, and that is, what do you do when he now sends you to a place? There are about 3 or 4 things I think you should do. Number one, and very important thing, is do not refuse to go when he's sending you to. No matter how the place doesn't look like what you want, no matter how it doesn't look like where you want to be, once God has sent you to the place, I can guarantee you of one thing. He is sure to make your provisions there. He will ensure you are protected in that place. And if you go take the step to go there, that's where you'll find fulfillment in life. And you'll be able to do the work he has indeed sent you to do. The point I'm making is very simple. Completely God's responsibility to take care of us wherever he's sending us to. Therefore, whatever he sent you to, please go to that place and identify what he wants you to do and do them. Your protection is secured by him. You are not secured now because you are not in the northeast Nigeria. You are not secured in the south because south is safe. You are secured because God is protecting you. Because every single week, people have accidents and people also die. That you didn't die of bomb blasts in the north doesn't mean you can't die of accident. Doesn't mean you can't die of ethnic clashes and all that. Do not think your security is geographical and therefore run away from where God is sending you to as a result of that. Do not also think your supplies are geographical. Let me tell you what happens to you. Even if God sends you to a place that looks like there's nothing there, he will still orchestrate the supplies for your needs in that place. He will make your resources, your supplies complete available to you in those places in great measure. God causes prosperity to flow towards people like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Don't ask me how he's going to do it. Even me, I don't know. But what I know is that I have faith in him, absolute faith in him, that whatever he says he's going to do, he has the capacity, he has the apparatus, he has the ability to get those things done whenever he wants them to do, and nobody can stop him. Now, beyond your willingness to go out to do the work he has sent you to do, I also encourage you, please do not disappoint him when you get to work. Do not disappoint him by doing things the way everybody has been doing it. Do not disappoint him by refusing to do the work to the best of your abilities. Do not disappoint him by succumbing to the pressure. Do not disappoint him by doing the minimum possible. Make him proud of you by ensuring you execute righteousness. You do exactly what he wants you to do. And work selflessly and not selfishly. These are things you do when God calls you. And please, no matter how good you are today, you have to take effort. It's your responsibility to take time out to learn more, to prepare yourself, to sharpen your skill and abilities, to deliver better results wherever God has sent you to, and whatever God has called you to do for Nigeria. Again, I want to tell you, answering the call to bring down heavily Nigeria or translate heaven's idea, heaven's plan, and heaven's manner of life into reality in Nigeria is a worthy call to answer. Your blessedness is completely tied to him, and he will not fail you in that regard. Your business is to take a step today to answer the call he has been calling you since. He say, I want you to be a doctor in this part of Nigeria, and you are running away. I want you to become a teacher, and you are running away. I want you to do this for me here, you are running away. Whatever God has impressed in your heart to do, please take a step today to begin to do them. They may not be attractive. People may wonder if you are silly. But you see, one thing is this. Everybody looking at you following God may think you are silly. But God knows you are not silly. And you fully understand you are following God, you actually understand that you are not silly. you are taking the right steps, doing the right thing to get to where you are going to. And again, I want to tell you, we have a Nigeria to hand over to our children. We cannot hand over the bad and dysfunctional Nigeria they handed over to us, to our children. And that's why we have to put in our best to bring a positive Nigeria to reality. The point I've made is this: God calls people, God sends people to a country, God sends people to do the work He wants to do, because He cannot come. And when He sends you, please do not disappoint Him, do not refuse to go. And whatever thing you do, whatever area He has called you, begin to look for better ways to do that work and better ways to reach more people with whatever work He has called you to do. It may be business, it may be an NGO, it may be just working for an organization, it may be working for a company, and it may be anything, provided it's positively making life better for people. If you do your own and I do my own, then we'll end up having what? A better Nigeria. Again, Nigeria will rise again from its fallen state, and will be proud to hand over a positive Nigeria. A Nigeria where things are done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brugid Step Up, brought to you by Brugid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brugid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brugid World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.